This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. As Jeff said, Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, an all-around good guy, standing by right now. Daryl, how are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Good. You feeling all right? I was a little worried about you. I know you're a little under the weather. I just want to make sure. And as all of Northeast Ohio wants to make sure that Daryl Ryder's okay.
Sure.
It's taking out everyone these days.
Trust me.
A lot of nastiness going around, let me tell you.
Been there, done that. All right, let's talk about... First, let's talk about Deshaun Watson's contract. Looks like the Browns are now on the other side of the cap, which is always a good thing. So what did that mean as they were able to restructure his contract yet again?
Yeah, just pretty much that. I mean, procedural, business, whatever. Converting his salary to signing bonus and all that, which is what they've been doing really since they signed the contract. So they're under the salary cap. Which is good news heading into free agency, close to $13 million in room that's available to them. I'm sure that they will open up some more room with some more restructures and whatnot, but only one more big check to cut that guy and then they can begin the exit strategy starting a year from now.
Do you think, Daryl, that he sees the end of the contract as a member of the Browns?
He has to.
Well, do you see a Russell Wilson type of move?
No, I kind of think that they need to. I think they, because all they're doing, Jeff, just because they're paying the cash, they're not taking the cap hits. That's the problem. They still owe a tremendous amount of salary cap space to him. And all they're doing is just pushing all that cap forward. So, no, he will not be cut before his contract expires, I don't think.
Okay.
The other big story, Joel Bitonio wants to stick around for another year. Your thoughts on that?
God bless him.
Does it mean anything, though? Do you think that his conversations with the front office make you feel like he thinks the front office has a direction for this team? Otherwise, he may have retired, or is this all about the cash?
No, I think that Joel is one of the most stand-up human beings you'll ever meet. And, he signed a contract that has one more year left on it, and he's honoring that contract. I don't anticipate he'll be signing a contract extension. I think this will be his last year in the NFL, but I think this is more about Joel living up to his agreed-to obligations more so than he was just absolutely blown away with whatever plan Andrew Berry has been telling folks he has for this offseason.
Can he still play at the level that we're used to seeing him play at, Daryl?
Yeah, I mean, he made the Pro Bowl this past year, granted as an alternate, but still. I think he's still got it. Hopefully he can, play at a high level this year, make another Pro Bowl to add to his resume so that he becomes Hall of Fame eligible, because getting in to the Hall of Fame as an interior offensive lineman, it's not easy to do.
That's special.
I'm kind of rooting for Joel to get there.
Does this sound right to you? Jack Conklin at right tackle, Wyatt Teller at right guard, Ethan Posick at center, Joel Bitonio at left guard, to be determined at left tackle. Are those other four spots, you think those guys are back next year?
Yeah, I mean, barring injury, sure.
Daryl, when you look at some of these other free agents that are out there right now, is it anything intriguing to you for the Browns? Any of these guys sitting out there going, this is a guy that I think that, and do they have enough play money to get some of these guys if they wanted to?
Yeah, I mean, this is not a great free agent class, similar to the draft and quarterbacks. Like, it's not a good free agent class to go out and spend a lot of money. And again, it's part of the reason why I'm real pessimistic that they're just all of a sudden going to flip a switch and go from 3-14 back to a playoff team this year. This is, I think, a year of transition for the Browns, in my opinion. Try and get out from underneath, any bad contracts, just kind of, whether they draft a quarterback or two in this draft and, whatever, do the bridge quarterback thing, find the best of the worst quarterback that's available to you for what you're able and willing to pay. Because again, you just cut a check for $45 million for a guy who's not going to play this year and who hasn't done squat for you since signing that record contract at the time. So, I'm not expecting a bunch of massive splash moves by Andrew Berry. I think this is going to be a precision approach to free agency for him.
Daryl Ryder joining us. He's our Browns beat reporter. Do you see any of these free agents who are getting cut loose? Tyler Lockett, Davante Adams, Joey Bosa. Any of these guys make you think, yep, or are you thinking buyer beware on some of these guys?
No, I just don't think the Browns are going to be big spenders.
Okay.
I don't think they might have one, but I don't think they're going to be big spenders. I don't think they can be big spenders. Now, they can do stuff in free agency. Don't misinterpret what I'm saying. They're not going to sit it out, but I just think that if folks are expecting them to win the offseason right now, that's just not going to happen.
All right, so do you have a free agent priority list? Do you say, backup quarterback? I mean, a lot of people are talking backup quarterback. That's the easy
one.
No,
they need a starting quarterback. They need somebody that can get them through this 17-game season that faces them. I think they could use, a backup as well, so that you don't have to, put the kid on the field right out of the gate. They've tried that in the past. I don't know if you guys saw Cody Kessler, I guess, was on NFL Network telling his story about how he was supposed to be a redshirt player as a mid-round pick. And then, I think it was by week three or four he was starting. But that needs to be their approach this year. And they also want to make sure that whatever veteran they bring in is going to be providing the right example for the young player they ultimately end up drafting.
Okay. I think that's interesting. Cam Ward's in town today. Does your gut tell you that he is the guy they want? And would they be happy if they didn't get him and took somebody else playing that position at two, in other words, Sanders? Or is it Cam Ward or bust when it comes to a first-round quarterback?
I have no idea, Jeff. The only thing I am convinced of right now is that Shedeur Sanders is not the guy they're interested in.
Okay.
There's just listen, Andrew Berry moves in silence, okay? And the fact that there's just so much information coming from the Browns regarding Shedeur Sanders tells me no. They're really not interested.
In other words, all smoke screen hoping somebody trades up.
Yeah. Yeah, this is not that's not how Andrew Berry has operated here, okay? It's basically what I have been saying for months now, about this quarterback class not being that great. I think everyone now agrees it's not that great. And, I'll just say this. If Cam Ward is the guy that they feel is a transformational player, sorry, my throat's just killing me here. He's a transformational player. You have to go get him. I completely disagree with that. I don't think he's a transformational player. I think he has the potential to be a good player, but I don't think he's right out of the gate on that level. But my opinion doesn't matter. It's Andrew Berry's opinion that does. So if Berry feels like that, yeah, he's the guy, then you got to go get him. And you got to do what it takes to go get him. And if you don't, then you punt and you set yourself up for 2026 to be able to try and find you that young transformational player at that position. That's just my take on this situation. It's been my take on this situation for months. I remain unmoved and unchanged from it. But, I'm not making a whole big deal about these. They're doing their homework. They're doing what they're supposed to do. These guys are supposed to, they should be bringing these guys in for workouts and meetings and dinners and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But I don't think that just because he's here on his own that means that he's the guy, or the fact that he's here to begin with means he's the guy. Just this is just all part and parcel to the process here of, checking these guys out, doing the due diligence and all that. I still wouldn't take him with the number two pick if he's there. I just wouldn't.
Daryl, Adam Schefter suggests that maybe Joe Flacco might not be a bad.
Nope. No.
Can I even finish the sentence?
Yeah, no.
Wow.
Joe has made it clear he's not interested in mentoring anybody, and that's a big part of the Browns' job description, right?
Is now. That last year or is that currently right now? Like Joe has said this recently?
No, this is from last year.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Maybe he has a change of heart about that situation, yeah, knowing that he could come in here for a year and just be able to. I mean, he knows his days are numbered, and he had great success. I mean, you tell me, what was Berea like when Joe Flacco was around?
Well, they won. But I'm just.
What was Berea like? You know what I'm saying?
I'm just telling you. I don't think it's a fit.
All right, then
I give agree, me
the,
Daryl.
And I don't think Joe thinks it's a fit either. By the way,
just, right, then yeah. Give me the perfect fit. Tell me what they need to bring.
There is no perfect fit. That's the problem. That's the problem. No, I'm serious. That's the problem this offseason. There's no perfect fit. I think Kirk Cousins, if he can be released, I think he's the best of the worst that's available, as I call it, in the dumpster diving for quarterback-a-thon that they're going to have this year. I don't know, Gardner Minshew, who knows? I just, there are no good options. They're all terrible options. But at least Cousins has some history with Stefanski. He knows the system. There's a relationship there. And, you know, he would come into this situation, I think, with a pretty open-eyed view of it, unlike the situation that he had in Atlanta where they gave him the contract and then all of a sudden they're drafting a quarterback, right? He would probably know coming in here, first of all, he's going to be on close to a veteran minimum because the Falcons are paying him, right? So that's what the Browns need. They need a guy that can come in and win them some games, keep the boat afloat for a season until, basically to buy them some time, whether it's for the quarterback that they ultimately draft at the end of next month or buy them time until next year when they look to, draft that franchise quarterback. But Cousins is kind of, I guess, if you want to call it my favorite, go ahead. But I think he's like the best of the worst options that are available.
Daryl, 20-second question here. Nick Chubb, gone 100%? Yes? No?
No, I don't think it's 100%. I think it's a situation where go out, see what your value is, considering, what you've been through, and then, come on back and let us know. And, if it's in the budget, they'll bring him back. If it's not in the budget, then he'll have to finish his career elsewhere. But no, I don't think it's 100% that Chubb is gone, although it seems to be the pendulum is swinging in that direction.
Good stuff. Daryl Ryder, thank you. We appreciate you. You're a good man.
Thank you, Daryl.
You bet, guys.
We're listening for you on the It's Always Game Day in Cleveland podcast, especially this week's where he has Governor Mike DeWine from the great state of Ohio, talking about a lot of things, including financing for new stadiums in Cincinnati and, of course, a dome here in Northeast Ohio. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. We got legal tampering right around the corner. Looking forward to that.
Can't wait, baby.
We just talked to Daryl Ryder. Little free agents just popping up here and there all across the NFL. And we just had a chance to talk to Daryl Ryder about some of that. And also, like that, I don't know why I get so irritated about this Joe Flacco thing. Probably because it wouldn't kill me if he came back. I gotta be honest, bring in any one of these quarterbacks. Give me a quarterback that can last more than 4 years, and I'll be the happiest guy. I don't think Joe Flacco is going to last 4 years here, but at least I know that when he was here, the vibe was pretty good. I know he didn't look great last year in Indianapolis, but if I'm bringing him in, I'm doing it because I drafted a quarterback at 2, and I'm praying that we can get a quarterback past their rookie contract. That's my prayer for this team. If you're going to draft a rookie quarterback and you're going to draft him at 2, and I don't care who it is, could we please try to get a guy that's going to last into the next contract? Because that doesn't seem to happen around here.
It would be nice.
Would it be a first? I don't know. Tim was here how many years? 5, 6? I don't even know if he made that 6 year.
I think it was 5.
Well, I think it was 5-2.
Sure, though.
Who's here longer than that? Nobody. We sit here, we pray. We're like, oh, I need to be a quarterback. I don't care. Well, let's go pick up a veteran quarterback who's going to be here for the next 5 years. What are you smoking? We've never had a quarterback last year for more than 5 years, and you wonder why we can't win? They can't find the right guy, or if they think they got the right guy, then they think they got the wrong coach. If they got the wrong coach, they got the wrong GM. The one thing I will say for the Haslams on this turn, whether you like Andrew Berry or not, they've given him a chance. Right? They've given Kevin Stefanski a chance. If they fail, they fail on their own merits. At least they gave him a little time to fail.
Can I throw out one thought about this?
Sure.
Now, you're going to hear all the free agent activity starting Monday, noon. We'll have it right here.
Starting to trickle now.
Well, but when legal tampering officially begins.
Tamper.
Yep, we're going to hear stuff right away. And we'll hear that annoying little voice there.
Tamper.
And then we're going to, we'll tell you. Who's going on? Keep this in mind about free agency. It's a really good way for teams to fill out their roster. It's not a really good way for teams to build a championship contender. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I agree
okay.
with you.
Well, let me.
Free agency is a supplement. And inherently, and I know that Menigan said this in the break because I've always believed this too, and I think you believe it too. If someone's a free agent because the team kind of said, go ahead and be a free agent, there's definitely something wrong there. That they've spent their time or something didn't work or
wrong. I don't
they
think
didn't like the way
right.
they played the game
wrong's
or the coaching
the right
staff
word.
Didn't like it. Something went wrong.
Business of the NFL went wrong.
Something went wrong.
No.
Nope. Yes.
I think it's this. If you are not a standout player and you reach the 4 or 5 year level with your current team, and if you're not a standout, a team can replace you for a less expensive option. And I think that's what free agency is. You get these guys who have been in the league a while, and they're competent. They're competent players. But they've reached the point where, yeah, we're not going to invest the big money in you. Good luck somewhere else. So we'll go draft a kid or sign somebody who we think might be a little bit better. Well, let me give you these names, okay?
Okay.
These are the free agents the Browns signed last year. Who made impacts? Okay?
Okay.
Tyler Huntley. Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
Deontay Foreman, who I loved, and they just didn't give him the ball, and when they did, he didn't do great.
No.
Nyheim Hines.
Oh,
James Proche. Michael Dunn, who I like, but Michael wasn't starting.
Nope.
Jermaine Ifedi.
They like him.
Brian Allen.
Who?
Center. Got hurt.
Yeah.
Za'Darius Smith. Re-signed. Then they traded him.
Yeah.
Shelby Harris.
Yeah.
Mo Hurst. Brought both of those guys back on the D-line. Quinton Jefferson. Devin Bush. We were excited.
Yeah.
Was Devin okay? He was okay.
Yeah.
He didn't set the world on fire. Jordan Hicks. Might have been the best free agent signing the Browns made last year.
Okay.
Jordan Hicks, Tony Brown, Rodney McLeod, player, great, like great morning show guest.
Yes.
Cade York, and Corey Bohork has re-signed. Those were the free agent signings last year.
Corey Bjork has most impactful.
And anything there screams Super Bowl contender. No.
Corey Bjork has.
And that's why in this situation you have to think about where these guys are. And Andy,
Did you say Rex Unihara too?
No. I don't think
it's a free agent for this team.
He was during the season.
Yeah.
These were guys signed around the free agent period.
Oh, around
now. And okay. So you filled out the team with a lot of these guys, but not two or three of them, were the types of guys that you thought, yeah, these guys can really do some things for
Let it be said, I had Rex's back on that, guys. As well, especially guys that went to high school with him or friends with him. I had his back, totally had his back, Cleveland's back. Okay.
Look at what Baltimore did. They signed Josh Johnson at quarterback. Derrick Henry, okay, that worked. Nelson Aguilar, Deontay Hardy, Josh Jones, Kyle Van Noy, Justin Matabuke, Brent Urban, Chris Board, Malik Harrison, Arthur Mullett. You're filling out your team for the most part. You might get lucky and get that guy. You know who the key guys are. It would have been T. Higgins this year. But T. Higgins got franchised.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep that in mind here with free agency.
I think it also needs to be said that last year, because somebody's going to point to it, last year's running back class and the Philadelphia Eagles feel like the exception to the rule more than the rule itself.
They're the luckiest boy in the world.
It kind of feels that way, where it's like, okay, the exception to the rule is the Eagles with Saquon Barkley, who they
turned around and resigned. Well, the Ravens with Derrick Henry.
And how they were able to find Zach mm-hmm. Bond mm-hmm. and sign, put him in a perfect position and now have signed him long term.
Josh Jacobs in Green Bay was really good.
Mekhi Becton is another one that you'd look at and how they moved him to guard.
Yeah.
And I think that...
Because he was a failed tackle.
And I think that needs to be seen as the exception to the rule for the person who calls it and goes, well, what about the Eagles?
Agreed with you completely. And that's why I laid that out. Just kind of like, hey, look, you're going to fill out your roster. Are you going to get guys who are going to help you build a championship contender? Rarely. So when things start happening on Monday, keep in mind... With the exception, perhaps, of quarterback for the Browns, these are guys that are just going to fill out the roster, might start for you, might play okay for you. But, you win things through the draft.
Does anyone have a problem with the Browns drafting two running backs this year? I don't.
No, they need some running backs.
I think they'll grab two running backs this year.
I also think that there are...
Sold.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'd be okay. I also think there are running backs available who are young pros who could be good players next year. And I wouldn't mind seeing the Browns, for instance, Miles Sanders, former Penn Stater. He's one. Elijah Mitchell is another. Maybe A.J. Dillon from Green Bay. I mean, there are guys who I think could come in and do a job.
This roster needs talent. And however they find talent, I'm in. This roster needs an influx of young talent.
I wouldn't, even in a good running back draft, I wouldn't be surprised if some of these free agent running backs get signed based on what happened last year with the guys who changed teams, went to new teams, did really well.
Sean is in Canada. Right. Hey, Sean.
Hi, Sean.
Hey, Andy, Jeff. How's it going,
hey. Dan?
So, Andy, you're calling for Flacco to come back.
No. Hang on a second. Here's where I'm saying. If it happened, it wouldn't be the end of the world. That's
Dan,
all
I thought
saying.
He was calling for him. Didn't
no,
you think?
No, I said if it happened, it wouldn't be the end of the world.
I thought he was going to pick him up at the airport, Sean.
Keep talking.
I have a point here.
Okay,
That's not the point. That's not the point.
Go ahead.
So why is he better than Jameis? How is he better than Jameis? Why don't they just keep Jameis?
Yes!
Jameis is already here. He's a good morale guy.
Is he a better morale guy than Joe Flacco? Because that's not what I was hearing in the beginning of the year, that his act was wearing thin. And then all of a sudden he had the opportunity to play, and then things started moving forward. I'm not sitting here on a soapbox for either one of these guys. Go ahead. Say it again, Sean. Sorry.
Joe Flacco is putty from Seinfeld. He just sits there, stares at the back of the airline seat. I don't know.
Look, great. Even though they got crushed in a playoff game, I kind of like the fact that we talked about a week after 18.
Hey,
that was a little bit of fun. I don't know. You tell me.
I like Joe Flacco, but I'm just saying, any of these guys, how's Kirk Cousins better than Winston? How are any of those guys better than what the guy that we
Because I
have?
Think Cousins was better and he got hurt, and probably the opportunity for him to be a better quarterback than Can we get someone that throws the ball to our team? Well, can we stop talking about all these guys that throw to the other team?
Joe Flacco had like the same numbers.
How about get the defense to play too, and he throws an interception. Get the defense to play a little bit. How about that?
All right, I'm okay with that too.
If he would have started at the beginning of the season, he wouldn't have been pressing as much. He would have been way better.
All I know is that when I was watching Winston against Denver throw for 597 and throw two pick sixes, I thought, oh my God, who throws two pick sixes in a game? Other than Jameis and Joe Flacco.
He threw for over 600 yards if you count both teams.
Exactly.
Come on.
That's a record. It was an NFL record.
It's awesome.
And I don't care. So what? At least we'd have fun and he can mentor the new guy.
Sean, God bless you.
Thanks, Sean. Sean and Kent.
Honest to God. Andy's campaigning for a guy who threw two pick sixes in a playoff game.
So what? Wait a second. What's the most important part of that sentence?
Playoff.
I'll campaign for anyone that can get me to a playoff game. Rhino, what's up, baby? You're in Fort Lauderdale today, huh?
Yeah, sir. I tell you, man, thank God for the Cleveland Guardians, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and the Ohio State Buckeyes, man, because obviously the re-envision of Eeyore from your Browns beat reporter, obviously, is just – and again, he's correct. Again, it's just a what an ugly circumstance, man. And I don't envy the job for the GM or the front office at all. But again, us Browns fans are just like, what do you got here? Come on, please, something. And again, at the same time, I want to go into this this offseason, obviously, with ambition on what direction they're heading. Because it seems like there is no direction right now or identity. It is terrifying. It's worse than a franchise, brand new franchise team, in my opinion, in a way, because they're in a fork in a road. A, do they go out and re-sign some veterans with a veteran-laden offensive line and some other pieces and parts, Myles Garrett. I mean, or do we go full up 2017-18 mode, which I shudder to think, but at the same time, I'm not really sure at this moment. I'm a diehard Browns fan, man. I'll be the dog pound regardless, but I'm not really sure what direction they should be taking right now. It's just one of those unique, wow, the most – and not prisoner of the moment. This is by far biggest fork in the road in Browns history. There's two separate ways to go. And in my opinion, I hate to say it, but a rebuild mode, I think, is the best for the future of...
So, Rhino, are you not happy they brought Joel Bitonio back then for another year, or should they have asked him to retire?
You know, it's ironic. I was at the graciousness of going to the Joe Thomas Hall of Fame induction ceremony, and obviously Joel Bitonio was there. You see him looking in awe. And again, he is just a Cleveland Brown through and through, man. He's one of the rarities like a Clay Matthews, Joe Thomas, et cetera, that's going to be just Cleveland Brown till he retires. And hats off to him, man. You know that he wants to be in the Hall of Fame, as rightfully so he should be. But again, I'm grateful that he's coming back. At the same time, it's kind of like a morale type of thing. It's a moral victory mentality if the Nick Chubb returns as well. Because other than that, what do you want next year? Because again, it's such a fork in the road, guys, and I'm just a fan. I want relevance. I want some direction, at least. Give me something as fans. We need to know GMs and front office. And you guys are doing your due diligence trying to figure this out, too, just like us.
Yeah.
But anyway, guys, great show.
Thank you, Rhino. Appreciate it. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Just for the record, and I'll talk about it in a second, Flacco's rating was higher with the Colts last year. Now, I think he played more games. And then his completion percentage is better with the Colts last year, too.
Yeah, but you don't want him.
I didn't say I didn't want him. I'm going to jump over this thing and punch you in the face. I said I'd be okay if they brought him back, if they draft a quarterback at two.
To quote Ron Wolfley from when he was with his radio partner and jumped across the desk and started beating on him and vice versa.
Yeah.
You want to go? You want to go?
You don't want to go with me.
Oh, I that was you talking to me.
You want
to
go?
I'm a lover, not a fighter, Andy.
That's true.
I love at number two.
You do? Oh, so now you're getting emotional about the number two pick.
Yeah, because I want to trade it for a certain quarterback who Mike Florio says might demand a trade.
Are those CCM gloves?
Did you hear what I just said? I want to trade number two for a certain quarterback who Mike Florio says might demand a trade. I guess I'll have that for you next.
Oh, now we're hanging high and dry, basket of Phelps. 92.3, The Fan.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
What kind of wisdom are you going to impart on me when it comes to the Browns? By the way, Steve Jones, voice of Penn State football, 1 o'clock.
Our buddy Mike Florio. Can we call him buddy?
Let's just do it anyway. Total
our buddy Mike
show.
Florio. And Mike does a lot of radio shows around the country, so it's not like, you know, he's exclusive with us because he wants to talk to Cleveland. Mike was with us earlier in the week. He was on the KFan show in Minneapolis with Paul Allen. And he had a thought about everything with the Vikings. And as you know, Andy, I've had a little focus on the Vikings myself. And J.J. McCarthy was drafted last year, first round, ahead of Bo Nix, who could play for Denver. So the Vikings like J.J. McCarthy. They drafted him 10th overall. And Florio said on Paul Allen's show, if the Vikings, and they didn't franchise Sam Darnold, but if they think, you know what, we really found something here, and we do want him back, and Florio says 2 years becomes the magic number in a bad way for J.J. McCarthy, and he said, if they sign Sam Darnold and bring him back, and it's like a multi-year contract, and if you're Sam Darnold, why would you sign for anything less?
Right.
Because you're in the best position you've ever been in your life. Why would you sign for anything less? That J.J. McCarthy would just say, hey, look, you found your guy. how about a trade? And he would ask to be traded. And I could see where that would make perfect sense, because if you're J.J. McCarthy, and let's just say they sign Sam Darnold, and I can't imagine they would only sign Sam for 2 years, because somebody's going to sign Sam for 3 to 5 years. If he goes back to Minnesota and J.J. McCarthy's available, and he asks for a trade, would you call your buddies over at the Cleveland Browns? Would you call your buddies at the Minnesota Vikings? Hey, Andrew, it's Quaffy. Hey, how you doing? And work out a deal? Because if you want, of all of the guys in this draft, and we're all, you know, talking about these guys, and Cam Ward seems to be the highest rated guy, Sam Darnold was more highly rated, and by all accounts would be the number one quarterback in this draft.
All right. So would
you trade number two for J.J. McCarthy? I don't think you would.
I'm not a huge fan.
Because he had those gold stripes on his helmet.
I have no idea what you're talking about. No, I just didn't. I wasn't a gigantic fan. I mean, yeah, it's success. Can't argue with the success. Sorry. But I'm not. He would have been, you know, where would he have been in this year's draft?
Supposedly, from all accounts, the number one quarterback in the draft.
So probably would have been number one overall.
Probably.
Okay.
At least that's what all of the analysts say.
If you're J.J. McCarthy, though, and I was just kind of reading through some of that Florio stuff, that if Minnesota re-signs Sam, first of all, what is the market for Sam Darnold? Is it as great as we think it is?
Well,
I tend to think it's not.
Well, there are about seven teams that need a starting quarterback.
Okay.
And how many good ones are out there? See, it might not be a good draft for quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe it is. Some people are saying it's better than everybody's saying now. But I'll tell you what it is. It's a really good time to be the hottest free agent quarterback coming off the best season of your career. That's great timing. Sam Darnold's the only guy with great timing in this whole thing. The only guy. Because he played really, really well for the first time in his career, and he's a free agent. And there are a lot of teams that need quarterbacks. You could see him in Pittsburgh. You could see him in Tennessee. You could see him in Cleveland financially if it would have worked out, but that's not going to happen.
All right, so
I could certainly see him in Vegas with the Raiders. Some folks have even said he should go back to the Jets. It's a different regime in New York.
Maybe.
Different people. Giants need a quarterback. Giants have been rumored for Sam Darnold. I mean, somebody's going to sign him.
Going to overpay for him?
No,
that's my question.
They'll probably only need to pay market value. But market value for a quarterback is about $40 million a year.
Looking back at Florio's story there, it said the Vikings aren't going to trade McCarthy. Let's start there. And then he was told in Indy that the Vikings weren't tagging Darnold, and that Darnold's market
They didn't tag him.
Right. And that Darnold's market isn't as robust as the public thinks.
Might not be. But, Andy, he's the best free agent quarterback out there.
Well, if you're Minnesota,
to pay him.
If it's Minnesota and it's a third team, if truly that market isn't as robust as the public thinks, then if Minnesota tries to re-sign him to a one-year, $25 million deal, that could work and they could keep both.
He's not going to do that.
What if he does? Someone's got to give him that multi-year deal.
Somebody's going to. There are too many teams that need a quarterback.
So you're saying we're going to be blown away next week because someone is going to overspend?
I didn't say overspend. I said market value. Andy, market value is going to get the guy $35, $40 million a year. I mean, that's what quarterbacks are going for now.
And how many years, I guess, is the next question.
3 to 5.
I think I believe the fact that the market isn't, and I know you're saying market value, but I don't think the market is what, we all sit here and
I'll
go,
bet
oh, this
lunch.
Guy had a great season, and
I'll bet you lunch.
I bet he gets all this. All right, tell me what's he going to get? I'll do lunch on this
We'll get a number. It'll be at least $35 million a year.
All right, so Jeff is doubling down on
for
the fact.
For 3 years.
Darnold is going to get a three-year.
He's going to get at least $100 million for 3 years. Let's go there.
$100 million, 3 years. I don't think it's going to be that much.
Lunch.
All right, lunch. Lunch at the dollar store. It'll be great.
That's one of my lunches. I want a Baskin lunch.
Two.
Could I have two fillets, please?
trending appropriately.
He bet him lunch. We're at dollar store. Buddy of mine had the greatest line I've ever heard. He said his wife was mad at him, and then he said he didn't feel good. He said, "Hey, can you make the call?" And she goes, "Yeah, I'll call 912." I'm still laughing. He told me that joke last week, and I can't stop laughing over it. Oh, man, because I think my wife would probably call the same number.
Dan's
like
got something to say.
All right, go ahead.
Are you in on the bet?
Are you in? Yeah.
Who's got the better part of that bet? Who's going to win lunch?
I don't think Darnold's getting 3 years.
I say 3 years, $100 million.
So I've got the under on that, right, essentially?
Yeah.
Okay, I've got the under.
He is the best of a really crummy quarterback class.
And there's 7 or 8 teams that need one.
It's got to be 3 years.
Does the last two games, stretch.
It scares you.
Does that scare you with Sam Darnold?
Sure does.
Okay.
And remember, I'm Sam's, quasi-dad. It's my guy. But yeah, it scares me. Did not play well against the Lions in a game they had to have. Then did not play well against the Rams in a playoff game.
Because if I'm a team, I'm looking at those two last games maybe a little harder than I was looking at the rest of them and going, okay, what took place here that caused Sam Darnold to look like the Sam Darnold that I've got 6 years of tape?
Why don't we go ahead and look at the other 16 games in the regular season?
It's funny because I feel like we could have the same conversation for Joe Flacco from a year ago. What if you just kind of forgot about the playoff game?
But again, what took place in that playoff game that caused him to short circuit? Like that's the Sam Darnold question that nobody really has an answer to. Is okay, so what did these defenses do that caused Darnold to short circuit? What did the Texans do that caused Joe Flacco to short circuit? So how do I make sure that doesn't happen to my team? Especially if I'm going to turn around and hand this guy a 3-year, $100 million contract. Because if this is something that can be replicated that causes your quarterback to short circuit, the last thing you want to do is hand $100 million to a guy and then have the entire league go, wonderful, I'm thrilled that you did that. Now we're going to do this over and over and over and over and over again.
And over?
And over.
I get that. I just...
And if you're the Vikings,
take a look at the quarterback play and the quarterbacks who are available. There's just not an abundance of great options, and that's why I think somebody is going to give him a pretty good contract.
The other part of this that's a little hard to swallow is JJ would be, so if the Vikings bring Darnold back, JJ McCarthy's now suddenly going to demand a trade, a guy that didn't play last year that was hurt, and we don't know what kind of health he's going to be in next season. Unless they're in the let's save some money.
It's football. They all get beat up. Supposedly, it's been going well. I personally think what's going to happen is that Darnold's going to sign somewhere else. They're going to re-sign Daniel Jones, and J.J. McCarthy will be the starting quarterback there eventually.
Eventually.
And Daniel Jones might be the starting quarterback at the beginning of the season.
Or Joe Flacco, one of the two.
Nope, it'll be Daniel Jones.
I just figured I'd throw that out there.
Personally, by the way, if I could handpick absolutely the guy to come here and be the veteran guy,
which, by the way, Daryl Ryder wouldn't do,
it would be Daniel Jones.
A little bit of news to everybody out there wondering what they're going to do this weekend. ESPN has flexed in the Orlando Magic versus Cleveland Cavalier game on Sunday, March 16th. It will now be at 1 p.m., so you got a week to prepare for it. But, yeah, the March 16th game has been flexed for the Cleveland Cavaliers. It will be 1 p.m. on Sunday.
Playoff preview.
What time was that originally scheduled for? I'm sorry to ask that question if you don't know that. I'm sure it was
ESPN
probably night game.
PR did not have that on their release here.
Okay, just making sure. Because I might have had dinner plans for that night before we were going to go over the game. Just saying. You know what we're going to do next, Jeff?
I can't wait for you to tell me, Andy.
Can we talk about Mr. Carter? Can we please talk about him for a second?
Arjun Carter?
No, the one who liked to call Happy Valley his little home over there. Are we good with that?
John Carter?
No. Want to try again? One more time? Never?
Abdul Carter?
Oh! Oh, there you go. Okay. Steve Jones, voice of Penn State football. He will be the voice of Baskin and Phelps when we come back.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.